We're here at the Cowboy Hall of Fame today speaking with Don Bartolina. Don, tell me a little bit about what y'all got going on here today. We've got the National Land Judging Contest right here in Oklahoma City.
It's the 66th National Land and Range Judging Contest. We also judge range. We have, this has been held here, as I said, in Oklahoma City for this 66th year. We got kids, FFA and 4-H kids from 33 states, I think 168 teams. I haven't tallied that lately, but I think that's what we got. There's a total of about 700 4-H and FFA kids and about 250 sponsors. And we're getting ready for their awards banquet here at the Cowboy Hall of Fame.
All right. And it's actually been located here in Oklahoma for a long time, right?
It's been here since the inception. Yeah, all 66 years been in Oklahoma City.
Now, y'all keep the location of this contest under wraps, right, until pretty much the day of, really. So, you know, where was it this year? And, I mean, can you elaborate on what happened out there?
Well, we went south of Amber this year. We went about 45 minutes to an hour at Oklahoma City. We had police escort to take us out there, about 250 cars. And we went to the Turner Farms, which we were so happy to be down there. And took these kids out into the field, let them judge soil and analyze the plants.
And so now, how did the contestants do this year? Did you have a pretty smart competitive group out there?
Very smart. They had to compete in their state and qualify. Oh. Top teams from each state that come have. So it's not just a free-for-all for everybody to come. So.
Yeah. So, and now there's different categories, right? What are they looking at out there?
Well, in the land categories, they're looking at the depth of the soil, the type of subsoil, how much erosion has occurred on the land, the slope of the land, and then what kind of conservation practices it would take to keep that land in sustainability.
And so basically, I mean, this is a pretty important contest because these kids are learning some skills that they can take on with them later in life. Depending on what field they go to, it could really help them out, right?
Yes, we also have a division of what we call home site, and they're evaluating it for building homes, having gardens, lawns. So everybody's going to use that kind of information. So,
absolutely.
And then we have the range contest, and we're evaluating plants for grazing and wildlife habitat.
So this is actually helping them to become better environmental stewards and helping out with the conservation effort, right?
We hope so. Yeah. Yes, they're very good students.
Yeah.
And they will be better stewards. They may not know it now, but they will be.
Yeah. What's the importance behind promoting conservation and environmental stewardship with these kids these days?
Well, we've only got so much land that we can grow food on, and with the world population like it is, well, it's pretty important that we preserve the land that we've got.
Yeah.
And, and teaches them to take care of what they got.
Yeah.
The rangeland, growing cattle and wildlife.
Yeah.
So it teaches them how to preserve this and how to take care of it and
sure.
protect it.
Absolutely. So in just a little while, you're going to actually be awarding these winners of this contest. What's associated with that?
Well, in each of the categories, they will be awarded the first through fifth or tenth prize. They get no money. They get a trophy and a medal.
Yeah, and lots of bragging rights.
And a lot of pride to go back to their state and tell people that they were the national winners. I mean, it's a big deal, as you'll see here in a few minutes when they open the doors and let all these people in.